Maine is the whitest and oldest state in the U.S. It also has one of the country's lowest birth rates. Demographers say that adds up to a looming crisis for Maine. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has this story about one Maine community that is relying on newcomers to keep its economy alive.
Here in the eastern edges of the U.S., along the shores of Washington County, many make a living from the waters of down east Maine. Crew members of Lobster Trap dump a vat of salted herring on a dock of a glassy bay, ringed by evergreens and a scattering of wood-shingled houses. They're filling pungent containers of lobster bait. Annie Sokolowski helps manage this facility, and she says working in seafood goes back generations in her family.
My grandmother forced me to go into the fish factory and pack sardines, and she told me any time that I thought about not having an education, I needed to remember that day.
And she says she still remembers other lessons from growing up in rural down east Maine.
They instilled into our generation, you need to get away from here to make anything for yourself. You know, and I think to a certain degree, I do it with my own daughter.
Sokolowski's 23-year-old daughter, Natasha Davis, was also raised in Washington County.
There seems to be more job opportunity out of Maine.
You have to leave for that.
Yes, travel, go somewhere different.
Davis wants to be a veterinary technician and has California in her sights. It's young people like her that have been leaving Maine in droves since the 1980s. And local officials say they're worried about harder times ahead for Washington County, including Charles Rutledge of the Sunrise County Economic Council. A recent Pew Research Center report projects that new immigrants will be the main drivers of growth in the U.S. workforce through 2035. Rutledge says immigrants will also be key in sustaining Washington County's economy.
We are making the argument that over time, there will be a much bigger economy for all of us to have a share of if we welcome people who choose to move here.
Newcomers have been moving to the county, specifically to the small town of Millbridge. Population just over 1,300. About 6% is Latino, many of them families drawn by jobs in lobster processing, blueberry picking, and reef making. Maria Paniagua Albor works in the office of a lobster processing plant.
Most of us are either from Puerto Rico or Mexico.
Her father was one of the first workers from Mexico who put their roots down in Millbridge. She says he worked seasonal jobs in the area for years before he decided to move his family after they received their green cards. Paniagua Albor is a U.S. citizen now. She lives in her own mobile home in Millbridge with her husband and 2-year-old son. Maine, she says, is just like what the welcome signs say along the highways here. The way life should be.
And it really is. I mean, I don't want to be stuck in traffic like in New York. So I guess I like it. It's calm and it does good to raise kids.
I'm going to be the dragon.
There's another dragon. There's another dragon here.
Victor Flores is raising his 5-year-old son, Manny, and 3 daughters in Millbridge with his fiancée. They met when he was working at a sea cucumber processing plant.
At that place, she was the bookkeeper. That's how I met her.
Flores' fiancée is white and has lived in the area for almost 3 decades. He was born in Mexico and moved here from Florida almost 2 decades ago. Flores says he's felt some of the backlash against newcomers in town, including once outside the local supermarket when he parked next to a white man's car.
He thought I was too close, and so he started getting mad. And the first thing he's like, go back to Mexico, go back to where you came from, you don't belong here. And
but at that point, you had been living here for more than a decade.
Yeah.
For Annie Sokolowski of Lobster Trap, though, newcomers have been a welcome addition to her town, especially at job fairs and other recruiting events.
We start at $11 an hour with a weekly bonus. 7 days a week.
Still, Sokolowski says she's concerned about the future of Down East Maine's economy.
It's going to be more of a retirement-type area. There's nothing to really sustain a long-term growth of a younger generation.
And she's not sure how long she'll live here year-round once her daughter leaves. After retirement, Sokolowski says, she'll probably move away. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Millbridge, Maine.